Welcome back to the NYG Blue Zone. It's your boy Atticus coming at you on Tuesday, January 13th. Watched that wild card game last night. I got to say that a lot of the wild card games were very enjoyable, but I do want to talk about that Texans-Steelers game last night at Acrisure Stadium. And the only, and I will say also that I really did think that heading into the game that the Houston Texans were just a better team, and they were going to give the Pittsburgh Steelers fits all day. And they did. They did. So I want to break that down. I want to talk about what this could mean for Mike Tomlin, what it could mean for the head coaching search altogether. We also saw the Green Bay Packers lose the other day, and that could have some implications also. It could have, but it looks like the Packers are going to be working out a deal to retain Matt LaFleur, as they should. You know, I think that there are a lot of people who put themselves in this vacuum of, well, he lost, we got to get rid of him. He's not good anymore. They're doing that with Nick Sirianni, with the collapse that they had against the San Francisco 49ers. You heard all of the smoke coming out of Green Bay with Matt LaFleur. Everybody need to just pump the brakes for a minute, because a lot of these coaches are still very good coaches and they're entitled to have a skid. They're entitled to not be at their best and have a down season or two. So everybody needs to really like just take a chill pill and relax for a minute and let them regroup, get their stuff together, maybe pick up some different pieces in the offseason through free agency and the draft and see what they can do next year. Doesn't help the Giants right now, because we want as many options as we can get in order to draft up, in order to sign our new head coach. But I think that overall, we have just become a microwave society. We want stuff right now. Not now, but right now. And that has become a problem, because we no longer have the patience that sometimes required to build winning organizations. But before I break all that down, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so every time we drop some content, you're one of the first ones to be notified. I also want to say that, you know, I have a lot of thoughts and feelings, and I do a lot of research to go into my analysis. And usually when I share a take, I like to share it from a really measured perspective, where I'm not just looking at the picture that's right in front of me. I zoom out and look at the whole thing, because you just make better decisions where you can see the whole picture and not just a small portion of it. So if I'm only thinking short-sighted and short-term and what's going to serve me right now, I'm not setting myself up for future success. And then I have to consider everything in its proper context, right? Like, I made a take the other day where I talked about how there are so many different viable head coaching options in the league right now. There's so many coaches you can choose from. And obviously, we've got who we would like to see in that position. But the reality is that person has to want to be on the sidelines for the Giants too. You know, just because we want him bad, just because we throw all his cash at him, it's got to be a right fit for that person as well. They have to want us also. So I made a take about John Harbaugh. If we don't get him, there's still some other good choices out there that we should be happy with if we are able to acquire them. And there's some people who got like really hot under the collar about that. Like, what are you talking about? Is John Harbaugh a bust? And I understand. I get it. Right now, he's that guy who you would want to see leading your team. But what if he doesn't want to be here? What if he wants to be in Miami because he wants his new home, his final home, to be in a much warmer climate? Maybe, I mean, obviously he would have to travel on the road to play games when it's cold, but when he goes home, he might want to sit out by his pool, or he might want his new handsome salary, because you know he about to get paid, to be free from state income tax, and Florida doesn't have it. What if he wants that? What if he wants to be in the Midwest, in Arizona? It's the place where he's always wanted to retire. Maybe he wants that job. We don't know what he wants, but we can't be so short-sighted We can't put cash in all our chips and think if we don't get this guy, we might as well hang it up. That's not the right perspective to have. You got to be objective and measured when you look at the whole picture. And just because you throw cash at this guy doesn't mean that he's going to be a sucker and take it. And he's going to want to seed what he wants to do for his future. So I don't buy that. And we're all entitled to have our opinion on where we want to see or who we want to see on the sidelines leading the Giants. But it doesn't mean that's going to happen. So I wanted to get that out the way because there's so many people who have opinions, and that's great. There's an opinion for everybody. This is what I'm thinking, and I like to give a more measured opinion when I do my analysis, when I take a look at a player who I want to see us draft or a coach who I would like to see us pursue or whatever. It's really coming from a place of I need to look at the whole damn thing, right? That game last night, y'all. Oh, my God. I said it. I told my wife, who is a diehard Steelers fan. A lot of you may know because I've said this before. We travel to Pittsburgh all the time, and the Pittsburgh fan base is, they're pretty damn loyal. And I think it's an extension of the loyalty that's been extended to coaches from ownership over the years. I mean, for God's sakes, when they renamed the stadium from Heinz Field to Acrisure Stadium, they had a fit. They was loyal to Heinz. In fact, anybody's house you go to in Pittsburgh, they only use Heinz ketchup. They don't use Hunt's, they use Heinz. That's just who they are. For God's sakes, every team in Pittsburgh has the same colors. They're all black and yellow, whether it's the Pirates, the Penguins, or the Steelers. There's some loyal fans. They make it pretty damn attractive, if I'm keeping it 100. You go out there, you look at their stadium, and they got the
terrible towels,
and they're waving them. And you look at how they start the third quarter. Sometime in the third quarter, they play that song. I think it's called Renegade. I've been to the stadium during games. It's electric. Like, they got that. They got that. And they travel well, their fans. So when I say to you, 70% of the people who I talk to who are diehard Steeler fans are over Mike Tomlin, it's not because they're disloyal. It's not because they're treating him the same way that Eagles fans are treating Nick Sirianni or some Packers fans was treating Matt LaFleur. It's not because they're throwing a head coach under the bus because they haven't given him nothing. They just think it's time. They think it's time to move in a different direction. I can't blame them. Some of them had kids that was in diapers and now are away to college, and Tomlin is still on the sideline. I get it. I hear you. I happen to think that his second run at a head coaching position is going to be triumphant. Very similarly to Andy Reid. He left the Eagles. He was led them to I don't know how many NFC championship games. They only won a couple of those, but they couldn't win a Super Bowl. And they was like, you know, Andy, you keep getting us here, but you can't get us over the hump. It's time to move on. They fired him. Now, I don't think the Steelers organization would fire Mike Tomlin, but I do think they're thinking the same way a lot of other people are. It's probably time for a change. And you wouldn't be able to blame them. Now, they did just re-sign him to an extension. So they would have to work some stuff out, but it doesn't matter because whatever they work out with their coach, that money doesn't go against the cap anyway. So who cares what they do? And Mike Tomlin, he might be at a place where it is time for him to go. He's like, you know, I've given this organization all that I've had over the last 19 years. And it just hasn't worked out. Not lately anyway. It's worked out well in terms of wins and losses, but playoff appearances turning into playoff runs has not worked out for him lately. I could see how that could have anybody feeling like you know what? Maybe it's just time. Maybe it's time for me to have a new situation in a new clubhouse with new players, a new stadium, just a new attitude. Maybe it's time. Maybe he doesn't want to coach anymore. Maybe he sees himself being one of these analysts sitting on one of these studios with these other head coaches and former players just performing analysis. Maybe that's the way he wants to go. Who knows? But what I do want to say is that game was hard to watch. And I'm going to pick back up on the Tomlin thing in a minute. I am. Because I am Team Tomlin all day to be the next New York Giants head coach. I'm going to get heat for that too. Some of y'all are like, there he go. No, we want Harbaugh. It's Harbaugh or bust. Okay, you can feel that way. I'm still going to say what I want to say. The Steelers didn't do much. And I'm not even going to blame Tomlin for this. What I am going to say is DeMeco Ryans had them boys ready to play. It looked like they studied every piece of film available on the Pittsburgh Steelers. They studied Aaron Rodgers to a T. Metcalf got open a couple of times because that's just what he does. But they couldn't get nothing done offensively for the Steelers. Their defense actually played fairly well up until the middle of the third quarter. I mean, that was a defensive battle. I think it was 7-6 going into the half. There were so many opportunities. And the Pittsburgh Steelers defense, their run defense was awful. It was awful. And nobody can make an excuse for it. They were awful. They could not stop. The Houston Texans accumulated 164 rushing yards at 5.3 yards a pop. They got whatever they wanted. Nick Chubb had almost 50 yards rushing. He had almost 5 yards a carry. Woody Marks, he had 112 yards on the ground, almost 6 yards a carry, and a rushing touchdown. The Steelers had no answers for them with their running game. Their passing game, they had a couple of moments where they looked good. Like I said, the first half, they looked really good. They kept the Texans in difficult positions. They forced 3 turnovers. Listen, I don't know how you turn the ball over as often as the Texans did and still be winning the game. I can't even understand what was going on with C.J. Stroud in that center because they couldn't get it together all night. C.J. Stroud had 5 fumbles. He recovered 3 of them. 2 of them were sack force fumbles, and he did 5 fumbles, and he threw an interception. He looked awful at times, and then other times he looked great. Pinpoint passes. Receivers were catching the balls that they needed to catch. There's a couple of incompletions, but by and large, C.J. Stroud looked very good last night. Except for those fumbles. That's kind of hard to say. Anyway, and Aaron Rodgers' age showed. That man he did not look good. He completed just over half of his passes. He had a QBR of 14.3, a quarterback rating of 50.8. He looked old, slow, and done. He looked like he made the decision in the middle of the second quarter. I'm retiring after this shit. I'm not doing it anymore. The Texans walked in to Pittsburgh and dog walked the Steelers. It wasn't even enjoyable. The first 5 minutes of the game was fine. The defense said, we can't stop the running game, but we're going to get the ball. We're going to force a turnover and give it back to Aaron Rodgers. Do something with it. They did that so many times, and the Pittsburgh Steelers did nothing with it. It was awful. It was awful. And if you're a Steelers fan and you're watching that and you are already at the point where you're just over Tomlin because you're dealing with so many emotions in that moment, You blaming that game on Mike Tomlin. Dare say, how can you do that? You got this. Here's what I'm going to say to you. Think about this for a second. Since Ben Roethlisberger left the Steelers, these are the quarterbacks that the general manager has given Mike Tomlin. Kenny Pickett, Joe Trubisky, Mason Rudolph. For a brief moment, they had Delvin Hodges. I think they called him Ducky or Duck or something like that. Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, and Justin Fields. That's who they gave him to work with. And even though they gave him subpar quarterbacks over all these years, and when they finally gave him a good quarterback, he was too fucking old to do anything, he still found a way to have a winning record every year, and in some of those years, get these guys to the postseason. Now, they haven't advanced in the postseason since Ben Roethlisberger, but he's gotten them there with table scraps. They've had good defenses. They've had okay running games at times, but they haven't had a good quarterback. Even with having Pickens, George Pickens, who was catching whatever you threw his way. You couldn't deal with him in a locker room, but he was a good pass-catching receiver. He created. You threw it in his direction, he was going to catch the ball. And he was a late-round pickup. They wasn't even trying to get a good receiver for their bad quarterbacks. But they got lucky with that one. This is what he's had to deal with over the years. So when you sit here and you say to me, it's Harbaugh or bust, or it's all Mike Tomlin's fault, I think that the Pittsburgh Steelers organization, they're just weary of the same. I don't know what they're going to do. Because they finished the season 10-7. I don't know what their draft position is going to be, but they're probably somewhere near the middle of the pack. And this is not a quarterback-friendly class coming out either. What are they going to do except try to pick somebody up in free agency again? And where's that going to put Mike Tomlin again? Dealing with a substandard quarterback who you know is not your franchise quarterback. It's another bridge. That's the problem that they're dealing with. The only thing they can hope for is that there is another quarterback that hits the market that they want to give a flyer to. And I don't know who that person is going to be. I don't think that there are a lot of good candidates out there for that. Look at what Indianapolis did. They brought back Philip Rivers at 44 years old. There just aren't a lot of options. So the Steelers are going to find themselves in the same situation again next year. Not unless they do something and try to move one of those pieces out of Cleveland, which I don't know who's really sold on them either. There's just not a lot of options. So if I'm Mike Tomlin, I'm thinking, one thing I know for sure is I'm probably done in Pittsburgh. He may not be. He might be like feeling real cushy and I'm good where I'm at. I ain't going to go nowhere until they fire me. I'm still winning games. I'm still winning divisions. I'm still getting us to the playoffs. I ain't gave him a losing season. Maybe he wants to stay. But I'm here to tell you, if he decides to leave, if he puts his name in a basket, the Giants would be foolish not to pursue him. Absolutely foolish. This is a man who has done so much with so little. Consistently. And think of some of the offensive coordinators he's had to go through. Matt Canada? Yo, Steelers fans was hating him more than Eagles fans was hating Kevin Petrula. He was horrible, awful. When you think about the adversity that he's had to deal with, it's just a no-brainer to me. And not for nothing, Omar Khan, the Steelers general manager, has already expressed that he is open to change. That's a sub for, we are prepared to move on from Mike Tomlin. And think about this for a second. The Pittsburgh Steelers may be an attractive landing spot for another coach. Who knows? I don't know. I'm just saying. When you measure everything out, if there were, if the Giants had a choice between all these AFC North head coaches that appear to be looking for jobs, or maybe anyway, and if Mike Tomlin is one of them, it is a no-brainer which one you go after. I get it, everybody who sold on Harbaugh because he's here right now. I get it. But you better be patient. You better wait. You bet, because if Tomlin becomes, think about this. John Harbaugh, what quarterbacks has he had over the years? Joe Flacco and Lamar Jackson. And he had briefly had, what's his name, Tyler Huntley, who filled in as a result of injury to his other quarterbacks. And he ain't done more than what Mike Tomlin has, and he has way better quarterback talent than Tomlin has had. I'm just saying, if that is a possibility, if it, and timing is everything, right? You're saying, we can't miss the opportunity to sign Harbaugh if he's available while waiting for time. I get it. I'm not saying that you put yourself in a situation where you lose both. I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you know that Harbaugh is going to be conducting interviews over the next 7 days, you make your pitch, you listen, you talk, but nothing gets signed until you have an opportunity to know what the whole landscape looks like. You don't lose the opportunity, but no deal gets done. Maybe you put yourself in a position where this is what we're thinking. Sleep on that for a day. Let us know. Give yourself a little bit. I don't know the way that they're going to do that, but I think you would be remiss, foolish, and reckless if you don't give yourself the opportunity to look at the whole picture. That's my take on it. I thought the Texans played a hell of a game. They were very well prepared. CJ Stroud need to fix that center, the quarterback snap exchange, or whatever they got going on, because that was just awful. But you got the Texans playing the New England Patriots. I think this is going to be the biggest test that the Patriots have had, because that Texans defense, I wouldn't be mad to see the Texans in the Super Bowl. Those guys played so well. I think that would be pretty good to see them there. I wouldn't be mad if they won it either. I know they got the defense for it. And CJ Stroud, when he looked good, he looked good. But when he looked bad, he looked bad. Anyway, thanks for spending some time with me today. I appreciate you guys. Don't forget to like, subscribe. Hit the notification bell so every time I drop some new content, you're one of the first ones to be notified. Let's get our head coach, guys, but let's do it smart. Go Big Blue.
Famous. Yeah, a lot of girls probably crying from my old high school. Look, they see me everywhere they go. I probably would too. Look, crossed over to the Jordan men like I'm Michael. Yeah, eating blessings so much I might need lipo. Yeah, tailored for the doves like I'm walking in Chucks. Yeah, it's just in this plan, man, I see all y'all shook. Look, knew that I was great ever since I was a rook. Man, all y'all singles making me look good. Okay, praise to the Most High, yeah, that's Jesus. Look, but when it come to this rap thing, I can't lose. Yeah, back to back number ones, that's a thing greats do. Yeah, tell them boys that ain't nothing I can't do. It's my year. It's my year.